Good morning, church. This week we're working through Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, dealing with one verse a day. And as I said yesterday, we will find ourselves challenged by these verses. Today we're dealing with verse 2. But before we get started, let's read the five verses we're dealing with this week. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I remind you that the psalmist first sings of personal blessings which he had himself received, and then he concludes this psalm, verses 21 and 22, in summoning all creatures in the universe to join with him in blessing the Lord Jehovah. Again, I ask you to read the whole psalm so you get the full picture. So let's look at today's verse from the New King James Version. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. From the New Living Translation. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. Well, verse 2 repeats part of verse 1, where the psalmist says, Bless the Lord, O my soul. We saw that David is here communicating with his own head and heart, and is acting in his own best interest by stirring up his soul, his whole being, to do what is important, the duty of praising God. So verse 2 then is a repeat of the call to personal worship, something we do when we're all alone with God, where God is the object of praise. And so the psalmist shows us that we have need again and again to stir ourselves when we are about to worship God, for it would be totally shameful to offer him anything less than the utmost our souls can render. I mean, giving him our all is important. Yesterday we saw the words, my soul, is also translated, all that I am. And so David is encouraging his whole person to get involved in the duty of praise. I came across this sentence, and so I'm going to read it twice. It says, God's all cannot be praised with less than our all. Let me read it again. God's all cannot be praised with less than our all. So any half-hearted response to God is not worthy. It can't do the job of worship. And then we're told not to forget all his benefits. David reminds us that we need to remember what God has done for us. And David is here, I think, also echoing the words of Moses. At least 14 times in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses admonished the people to remember the Lord and what he did for them. And 9 times he cautioned them not to forget. Listen to one of the things Moses said to the people in Deuteronomy 32, verse 18. Moses says, You neglected the rock who had fathered you. You forgot the God who had given you birth. Bible history informs us that it was when the third generation of Jews came on the scene and forgot the Lord, that the nation began to decay. And we read that in Judges 2:10. After that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things he had done for Israel. I personally have lived through, in my understanding, at least three moves of the Holy Spirit, in which I've seen God do the most amazing stuff. But I'm living in the reality of a new generation of believers who know nothing, who haven't even bothered to find out what God has done, not even for our church. And our church is here after so many years because of the work of God. It's so important that one day they actually discover that God has been with this congregation, that he has done great things, and that they join with us who have gone through those things in praising God for all his benefits. The words, "and forget not all or any of his benefits," can also be translated, "may I never forget the good things he does for me." The word rendered benefits refers to divine dealings, to what God has done, God's actions, works, doings, all the deeds of his love, his mercy, his kindness that he does for us on behalf of us, even when we're not aware of it. Thinking of those words, "forget not all his benefits," I've had this thought that it refers not so much to a failure of the memory as to a willful neglect of and failure to recognize God's benefits. Yes, there are sometimes we, you know, from memory, we will forget a couple of things. But I think it refers to being lazy in remembering God's works on our behalf. In order to offer true praises to God, there must be a grateful remembrance of the mercies we have received from him. Therefore, the psalmist says, "forget not all his benefits." And God in his mercy has poured many benefits upon all of us. The true scope of God's benefits are great and vast. It covers the past, the present, and the future. The benefits of the past are everything God has ever done for us. I mean, allowing us to be born, sending Jesus to save us, salvation, forgiveness, healings, provision, answered prayer, protection, deliverance, and so on and on and on. The benefits of the presence is everything he's doing for us in the here and now. Even in this COVID lockdown, he's providing, he's caring and loving us, leading and guiding us, communicating with us, revealing his heart towards us. And then, of course, there are the benefits of the future, which covers everything he's still going to do for us. And this covers from tomorrow's blessings from God until we enter heaven and eternity. The real problem we have is that if we do not give thanks for them, we tend to forget them. And that is really unjust as well as unkind towards God. Since in all God's favors, there's so much to be remembered and be grateful for. We often give thanks to the Lord before we receive our food, that is what we call saying grace. And this is right. But the Jewish people were also taught to give thanks after they'd eaten and to remember that the Lord had given them all their food. We need to continually give praise to God for what he has done for us in Christ. The scripture makes it clear. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is probably where we need to visit in our praise of God every day. It's a good visiting place because God did something for us when we did not desire or appreciate what he did. And we need to praise him for what blessings are coming our way in future. So, my beloved friends in Christ, let us awake then and with intense enthusiasm bless the Lord today for all his benefits.